Nino Rota's Emma Chord Suite, and from the famous Fellini film, we heard the Czech Symphony Orchestra led by Derek Wadsworth, and you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. It's Mark Wigmore with you at the bottom of the clock. Our look at the arts, as always. Music education is a hot topic here on the program, something we like to cover, and a great idea for young musicians and art lovers this afternoon. This is a music program that goes beyond performance, getting started this weekend, July 3rd. It's totally virtual, so anyone can take part from anywhere. Here are several of the questions you might want to consider. Are you looking at a future in the arts? Are you a parent or a grandparent of a teenager interested in pursuing a career in music? What will life look like as a professional musician? Can you be an artist? What about opportunities off the stage? The Bridge and Volak Music Mentorship Program is designed to examine what different careers in the music industry could look like.
Come one, come all future artists. It is time for us to welcome you to the Bridge and Volak Music Mentorship Program.
We want to help you to explore artistic careers, whether in touring and performance, teaching or music production, along with the accompanying artistic pursuits like writing your own music, making videos, learning about makeup and wardrobe, or honing your artistic persona.
So there is the duo in performance, Michael Bridge and Colonel Volak. A classical music duo, but also really performance artists at times. Very funny, very visual with what they do on stage. They both have PhD-level musical training. And I've been enjoying the videos that Bridge and Volak have produced to show what it is they do. And I'm so pleased to introduce you to Michael and Cornell. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Hello, thank you.
Why did you decide to put together this mentorship course?
Well, because we are a touring duo, we always are in touch with the youth outreach programs, outreach concerts. So we do a lot of school shows. And having almost a decade of experience with doing those, we noticed the shortcomings of the current format, which is, you know, you meet for 45 minutes with a group of teenagers who are screaming, they want to dance, they want to clap, you just play for them, and then you go and you play a recital. So we thought, you know, we are missing the opportunity to introduce to those young people the information that they need to know about what is available in terms of career options later on in their lives if they want to stay within the arts world, right? So we tried to brainstorm, and we did, and we created a music mentorship program that explores as many possibilities for young people in their future career in the arts as possible.
Because it can be broad, can't it? You know, a kid talks about being a performer, a musician. Often they don't even quite know what that is or what the path looks like. And so there is quite a bit to think about.
Well, we try to help with that. And in our experience now, you know, touring half the year, being on the road, even though we are performers, we have some knowledge in production. We know how to produce videos. We know how to do recordings. We do a lot of arts admin, even though we have agents who help us with that. And what we learn time and time again is that every time that you interact with another professional in the industry, if you know a little bit about how they do what they do, you can get them to perform better in their role to help you. And it helps everybody. So it really keeps it spinning and keeps things positive and keeps expectations real and manageable. And it leads to a much better product, no matter what your role is.
Yeah, it sort of elevates the situation when everybody's on the same page and you're there to help these young people get to that point.
It's so much fun.
And, absolutely.
And we have to say, like, they're much more philosophical.
Oh, no kidding.
Than we ever thought.
Absolutely. So the program is built in a way that when we meet with participants online for 2 hours at a time, we have a certain schedule that we are on, and we have prepared video materials that each video discusses a different topic, and then we enter a discussion time with the students. However, what we discovered, to our surprise, but it was a lovely surprise, is that the students were not only responsive and enthusiastic about the content that we prepared for them, but they demanded more. And they demanded more in-depth information about topics that we would like to describe generally as more philosophical. So for instance,
what do I do if my friend is in my band, but they're really not pulling their weight?
Any kid who's put a band together has gone through that, right?
Exactly.
And yeah. Being 15 years old and then having somebody ask us this, or like, how do I get over the anxiety of taking on my first student?
I love those examples.
Yeah, we get fun questions. Some of them, they go beyond of the frontier of the music mentorship program. Sometimes we get asked straight up, so how do I know if I can be an artist?
Right. Existential question, but I'm sure the two of you are willing to at least.
We made a whole episode on it.
Yeah. We followed through.
If you're just joining us, Michael Bridge, Cornel Volak are here. Their Bridge and Volak Mentorship Program, 6-week program engaging aspiring artists, as you're hearing about, performers with presentations, special guests, coaching sessions, Q&A periods. You can sign up or sign up your child or grandchild at bridgevolak.com. And that's with a W, by the way. And we'll link that to the website shortly and on Classical FM social media. I'm interested. I mean, you two do as much performing as you do mentoring and teaching and so on. You came together. I'd love to hear a little bit about that story and how you came up with what it is you do on stage, sort of your act, because it's very visual. It can be very funny. It's educational sometimes.
Well, we actually met about 10 years ago. We were introduced by my professor at the University of Toronto, because we both have the academic slant as well. But we really started touring heavily, I'd say 5-6 years ago, a lot in the US, a lot in Cornell's native Poland, and throughout Europe. And we really had a drive to try to create something new, because clarinet and digital accordion, my main instrument in the duo, we believe we are the only duo in the world that combines acoustic clarinet with digital accordion. So it's
your corner. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a 21st century type of musical ensemble, and we try to bring our classical love and passions, particularly in Baroque music, and do that in a new way. So everything we do is new and arranged by ourselves. And this is sort of the formula that has led us into the mentorship program, because we've had to do every step ourselves. We're not a string quartet that can, you know, sit down and read through 200 years of music.
Absolutely. And just the process of working out our own arrangements led us to appreciate even more how important it is to find the right outlet to unleash your creativity and how to do it in a controlled environment. Then we tried to wrap it up with some direct tips and methodology, and to make it accessible to young people, the youth. So it's very experiential, and we want to share, and we do share, how and what to do in order to get your creativity out there, you know, to people, regardless what role in the music industry one may find themselves to play.
We touched on that a little earlier, but let's pick that up again. It is important to note that there is this range of opportunities for young artists. We don't all have to be Yo-Yo Ma or Mick Jagger. There's so much else to satisfy that artistic aspirations that people have.
Some people may be in the arts, just to go through some of the guests that we have on our program. No. We have a professor of video game music in the first meeting.
Big industry.
Oh, amazing. And then we have a Persian centaur player. We interviewed the entire staff at the Isabel Bader Center in Kingston, right on the lake. And we filmed most of these interviews on stage in the concert hall. So they look beautiful.
They cover a variety of topics, like from sound production, lighting engineering,
admin,
managing the theater, managing the series, breaking it down to very accessible, you know, nuggets of knowledge for the youth.
Because one thing is that when parents hear from their kid who is 16, let's say, and in high school, "Mom, Dad, I want to be a musician." A lot of parents have alarms that go off, and their first question, certainly mine, asked, "Where will you make money?"
Right.
And it's important for the parents' sake, and we know this when we do this, that we have to answer that question for the parents as well.
Yes.
Of if I support my child pursuing their passion into the arts,
what career options are available for the children, and how they can support themselves being part of that industry. And we do our best to answer these questions and to put those worries to rest by informing young individuals to later follow through. And we try to stress the importance of higher education. Yes. It is one of our main goals. We are trying to convey the message to these young people that no matter how crazy your ideas for your career are, you can explore them, enhance them, and inform yourself through studies at a college or university level. There are programs available to support your passions through educational system. And sometimes that comes as news as well to these young people. You know, they say, what do you mean? Like, I can go to, you know, study at a university and learn how to be a sound engineer? Is that what you're telling me? And we're like, exactly.
Yeah.
Remind them of the backbone of the industry. Absolutely. You two are such wonderful performers. I implore, if you're listening right now and you're a young artist, a young musician, if you're a parent, a grandparent, we suggest you have a look at the website, bridgewolek.com. Saturdays and Sundays on Zoom, and you have your choice of which day you want to take part. You'll be helped to discover who you want to be within the world of arts and music. And Michael Cornell, just wonderful to speak with you here this afternoon. We appreciate you giving us all the details on what's going to be happening this weekend.
Thank you so much, Mark. And we're looking so forward to meeting our second cohort starting this Saturday. So hopefully some people who hear this will be joining us then.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great summer.
Enrollment is now open, the Bridge and Volek Mentorship Program, the summer session, as we just heard, July 3rd through August 9th. Just a great opportunity. Again, the website, bridgewolek.com/mentorship.